A rule updated last week clarifies that only the smallest, most isolated towns and villages can restrict travel or require a mandatory quarantine period for workers and industries the state deems critical. One town that's done this is Craig on Prince of Wales Island. The city of 1,100 people has had two confirmed COVID-19 cases recently.
We've been told that we have two ventilators on the island, on the entire island.
Hans Hort is Craig's harbor master. In Craig, anyone arriving from anywhere must quarantine for 14 days. That's keeping out-of-town fishermen from coming ashore. Stores are delivering groceries right on the dock. And he says it's working out fine.
Nobody's blatantly come in here and said I'm doing what I want to do. So most people have been respectful of it.
But up in the larger fishing town of Petersburg, officials say they're barred from imposing restrictions on the fishing fleet. Emergency coordinator Carl Hagerman says because Petersburg has a small hospital and a population slightly over 3,000 people, the state says it can't impose its own rules.
We would really like the opportunity to essentially say, no, you're quarantined. You need to stay. If you're going to be in Petersburg, you need to be on your boat or you need to be in a certain area. You need to stay put so you don't potentially spread this virus in our community.
The city of Wrangell ran into a similar roadblock this month. Wrangell Medical Center, which has just three ventilators, made the island town ineligible to add its own restrictions, state officials ruled. Authorities in Southeast Alaska's healthcare sector are concerned about the influx of plant workers and fishing crew.
All of the businesses in Southeast have been complying with the governor's mandate, and we've been taking a big economic hit.
That's Dr. Elliot Bruhl, chief medical officer for the tribal health organization SEARCH, which runs more than 24 hospitals and clinics in the region.
And so for another industry to come in and sort of say, we want to conduct business as usual, it's really irresponsible.
He made his remarks during a Tuesday appearance on Talk of Alaska. He says the state's willingness to allow hundreds of seasonal workers into relatively remote communities is risky.
If you look at what's going on right now in the meat industry down south, they're having to close lots of meat processing plants, and those people aren't even living in bunkhouses. They're living in the community.
For industries to be allowed to move its workforce through communities, they have to file mitigation plans with state authorities outlining how they'll prevent the spread of COVID-19. And that's created a backlog of hundreds of individual plans for the state to review. The Alaska Municipal League says cities and boroughs have only been able to get copies when industries voluntarily share them. The state isn't providing them to towns. United Fishermen of Alaska Executive Director Frances Leach says her industry is working with the Dunleavy administration to craft a specific mandate for the fishing fleet that would streamline the process. But she says the fishing industry supports stronger rules than what's currently required.
Quarantine is absolutely necessary, and it's going to be required for any fishermen coming into the state or moving through several communities. So that is our biggest concern and priority when writing these procedures is quarantine.
Back in Petersburg, Hagerman says local officials know their towns better than anyone, and that's why he says fishing communities like his should be able to enforce their own rules.
We don't want to shut down our economy. We want our fishing fleet to operate as best they can, but under the state mandates, we feel that there are loopholes that are just put our community at risk.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has been getting questions daily about how the state plans to manage the fishing season. Here's a clip from Tuesday.
Fisheries is huge in the state of Alaska, as we know, and it's huge in Cordova. It's huge all over the state.
Over the past week, the governor's rationale for preventing communities from adding restrictions has varied. He's argued that towns with hospitals and airports need to stay open as hubs. He's also said mandatory quarantines could prevent skilled technicians from repairing critical infrastructure. Coastal towns like Cake and Craig have carved out exemptions for technicians doing urgent work, and mid-sized towns like Cordova, Petersburg, and Wrangell never proposed closing their hospitals. On Tuesday, the governor offered fresh assurances without offering new details.
What we want to try and do is see if there is a way that we can conduct fisheries in a manner that will still protect the communities and the workers and the people that live in those communities. And so there's conversations occurring constantly and how we can do that in the various communities.
He added he would elaborate at a future press conference. With additional reporting from June Loeffler in Wrangell, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.